condo. I bought it myself. I have a car. I pay for my car insurance. I pay for everything. I pay for my clothes. I pay for gas. I have a wonderful job that I honestly truly love. I go to the gym. I work on myself. And you're telling me that at the age of 24, I'm crying over a man when I have everything I need in my life.
I don't want to go to work. I don't want to work for nobody. And it might sound so lazy. Like, people be like, well, what's your dream job? I don't have no dream job. I want to get up and literally do what the I want to do. Eat what I want to eat. Why are we paying for groceries? Why are we paying for food? I want to get up and take a vacation whenever I want to take a
Stop
vacation.
Stop it. Like, I can't watch this.
I'm not interested in having a conversation. I'm sorry. I just want to have a relaxing flight and enjoy my bagel right
just
now.
Saying, like,
you know what? Here. Do you know if you eat a bagel on a plane, you know what it's called? A plain bagel.
Okay.
Well, the plain bagel. I mean, you wanted to talk, right?
I have never seen a dad joke utilized as a defense mechanism. I applaud this man.
Why do bad things happen to sexy people? I'm too sexy for this.
No, you're not. Sam, no, you're not. No, you're not. Stop.
Men love when you look healthy and youthful.
Men will fuck a corpse. Mortuaries prefer not to hire men because they so much more often have the issue of men fucking the dead bodies. Men would fuck this little crease where your armpit is. If they're horny enough and you let them. You are wasting your life worrying about what men like. Men will stick their dick in a wall if they can find a hole. It is a fool's game. You will waste your life away if you spend your time sitting around researching what men like right now. What is the trendy thing for men to like in women? If you leave a piece of warm pie on a counter, a man might fuck it. Why do you care what they like?
The type of man that you want has options. He can choose Israel, India, Egypt.
Can I say I wouldn't want a man who didn't choose me?
The challenge is what you are bringing to the table, what you want, the other girls are not going to fight him for. You want him to support and join your team as well. These other two girls, India and Egypt, say, I will just join this team. I'm not trying to do all those. They have the advantage over you. You are combative. Mm-hmm. You are combative. When talking to you, we're going to have to argue. With those girls, you don't have to argue. So the challenge is going to be, why would he choose
but
them
wouldn't,
over
wouldn't
you?
Wouldn't a man get bored by a woman who doesn't have any opinion or That's, care at all?
That, okay. And so the unfortunate reality is that is not true. And if you keep on viewing men, the men view women the way you view men, you will keep on experiencing the same negative results over and over again. No. To answer your question, no, they will not get bored. It's actually peaceful.
Women thinking that men thrive on drama like they do is absolute blasphemy. You see, ladies, when men get bored, they just go play Xbox. But when a woman gets bored, she destroys a whole entire family. Then she blames you for cheating because she withheld sex. Gentlemen, always remember this. There is no woman out there more beautiful than your freedom.
Oh!
Lord, have mercy. We must stay focused, brothers. We must stay focused.
Women suck at everything. Nursing. If Fresh takes a stray bullet, boom. You think a nurse can pick his ass up or me? You want a male nurse. Single mothers, 80%, produce murderers and drug dealers and criminals. Single dads, they do great. Women suck at everything compared to men. Literally everything. Even sucking dick. Some fucking gay dudes. Right, or gay dudes, I don't know, I'm just saying, I've heard the statistics. Women suck at everything, they get lazy at everything. And another thing is like, woman of the year, who is that trans? Caitlyn.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, they lost to a dude with a cock.
That's true, he's not woman of the year.
He did win, I'm not gonna lie.
That's how you do it, ladies. You go to dinner with a guy. You fucking have a great time. Towards the end, you start to act crazy. Tell them all the medication you're on. And then you get a free dinner. And they'll never talk to you ever again.
Here's the plot twist. She is not acting crazy. She is just being her true self. Not a lot of Western women understand the hardships and pain that men go through, except traditional women.
Really feel for the men, guys who have so much, they're working so hard, they're trying to prove themselves because society makes them. And to have this girl come here and just completely belittle you on the internet. These are good men out there. It's not about the dollar sign, it's about the intention. If a guy takes me to McDonald's, amazing, I love McDonald's. Like, what's wrong with that? It's the intention, it's the fact that he made a point and said, hey, I've got this. That's the point. It's not about how much it is. It's about the fact that someone went out of their way and they wanted to do a wonderful gesture for you. That's the point.
This woman is a national treasure that must be protected at all costs. Why do you ladies think a lot of men are traveling overseas to find love?
American women versus international women. Why would I want to deal with a loudmouth, ignorant, masculine energy, talks back, disrespectful, not submissive woman here in the US?
So most men would see American women as that?
Well, I don't know what you would qualify as most men. I think there's a big segment of the population of men that are looking that would have that idea.
You would have.
To be honest, I'd rather just be a little lonelier than deal with all the hassle of dating. I'm really not in a place emotionally and financially where I can deal with sorting through a bunch of misses to find a missus. Nowadays with dating apps, there's always something new and more exciting just around the corner. So many women I've dated have abruptly broken things off because they found something more exciting. Dating is like taking on a part-time job. I don't have the time or the energy. I'm sure all of you can relate to that. Social media, Hollywood, and porn have really altered the expectations of the general public across the board when looking for a mate. It's actually really messed up psychologically when a person thinks about it. Specifically, unrealistic expectations are held by people who conveniently hold themselves to extremely low standards but feel entitled to the best. More specifically, unrealistic expectations are held by people who act like victims when they're confronted with equally high expectations.
Because if you're not keeping me happy, maybe somebody else will. Hey, I'm sorry, you guys. You're
right. That's your right. You want to leave me for another man, that's your choice. That ain't got shit to do with me.
Even in bed, I would literally f*** you until you were doubting your sexuality. Like, I feel like my ex literally went gay because of it.
I think she just needs somebody to match her energy. Like, you're just looking for
Yeah, but then when they match my energy...
Nah, I think you need someone calm and mellow.
See, exactly. I feel like I've learned this about myself, and until I find someone that I respect enough to be in my life, it's like, yeah, I'm just gonna be me.
But okay. Will they be down for all that?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Would who be?
Like somebody who's more calm and balanced out.
I feel like it would scare them away.
Yeah,
a little bit. I think it is very scary. Because
maybe
like,
they don't want to deal with it.
That's
what
I'm saying. And you know what? This actually just happened. I had this guy that I was seeing, just not even seeing. It was like we started talking for like 3 weeks. He hit me up at like 3 a.m. when I was in Miami and he was like, hey, I just Googled you and saw that you did I don't want this. That was a regular person. And I was like, oh, okay. So I tried, you know, I tried. I also tried someone who did what I did and I turned them basically so like the
America is currently going through a crisis called play stupid games, win stupid prizes. There was not a single thought behind those eyes. This girl said so much, but at the same time, she said absolutely nothing.
No, so I'm saying you don't think men were more masculine back then than they are now?
Men in general, men worldwide were more masculine because we didn't have feminism. But see, the problem is black women, your mother's generation and your grandmother's generation, they really failed you guys because they told you you didn't need a man. So you can't,
right?
Who raised these feminine, weak black men that you have a problem with? Who raised them? Who raised them? 80% of black children are born out of wedlock. Who raised them? Mm-hmm. Who?
We did.
Who's we?
My mom or whoever my grandparents did.
Black who?
Women.
Thank you.
When you nut, what is like your like range? Because the longest is 45 feet.
No,
like the hornier you are, like the faster.
Yeah, I swear.
Does range matter?
Well, like some guys can like shoot up to 45 feet.
Find me someone that can shoot 45 feet.
Dude, you
that's fucking crazy. There's no chance.
Are you a dribbler? Like you just kind of like dribble it out?
No, I mean I shoot, but not 45 feet.
But
I can hit threes.
But
if I'm open in the corner and you pass me the rock, I'm hitting a three.
It's crazy that you can get away with anything as long as you're gay. Watch this. Slay bitches.
Yeah.
Slay bitch. Slay bitch ass nigga.
But the world doesn't owe you understanding. So I don't go, men don't go to women and say, accept me short, accept me broke, accept me fat. But we go to them and say, accept us ran through. That's not a fair deal.
Mm. Well, a lot of women do accept men that are short and broke.
Not if you look at the data. Women only swipe right on dating apps 5% of the time. 5%. On the high end, 20%. Women do not accept, and that's the number one place that people are meeting today. So women, actually, we do not accept men that are short, broken, fat. Historically, even throughout all of history, most men didn't even get to reproduce. That's a privilege.
It all boils down to this simple concept. Just like how women look for men for a good future, men look for women with a good past. Because ladies, your past performance is a representation of your future performance. And no man wants to marry or be with a cock gobbler. And gentlemen, that's it for today's video. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, you know I gave you everything I had.
You did.